talking.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Thomas, and I'm here on Tuesday, March 26, 2002, to defend you on the Civil Rights Movement. I would like you to thank you for your time. Please maintain eyes on me and not the camera. Please state your name and spell it.
My name is Marion Elizabeth Lorman Hope. And first name is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Last name, L-A-R-M-O-N-D, for Lorman Hope, H-O-P-E.
Describe when and where you were born, and a little bit about your parents and grandparents.
I was born in Miami, Florida, at Christian Hospital in the year of 1950. My grandparents, named Roxanne Edwards and Austin Edwards on my mother's side, and on my father's side was Gary and Caswell Lorman, and they're located in Jamaica, but I was raised up here in Miami, born and raised in Miami, Florida, on 71st Terrace and 13th Avenue.
Can you describe what it was like living in your area growing up?
In my young years, predominantly black neighborhood, but surrounded with working people, hard-working people. I attended a school, Holmes Elementary, predominantly all black at that time. Very quiet, clean neighborhood with working people and church-going people.
What schools did you attend?
I attended Holmes Elementary in Miami, which I believe is on 67th Street, and at the time when I was living on 71st Terrace. Then I moved over to 68th Street and 28th Avenue, which that time I attended Gladeview Elementary, which was predominantly white school, but I moved into a neighborhood that was gradually going from white to black, a more or less a mixed neighborhood. And I finished up sixth grade there, and it was really nice. I had a white teacher at that time, which was a male. I forgot his name, but he was very nice. Upon graduating from Gladeview sixth grade, I was supposed to attend Madison Junior High, but due to the time, they did not accept, I believe that was the year of 63, 64, they did not accept blacks there, and I was turned away upon entering seventh grade there, and they told me I had to attend Brownsville Junior High at that time, which is now Brownsville Middle. I did attend Brownsville Middle in the seventh grade, but my parents attended NAACP meetings, went to school board meetings, and fought because we live in a neighborhood and the school is Madison Junior High, that we should go there. And my mother and another parent and the young lady whose name is Myra Stanley, her mother and my mother was the two that really fought for us to attend Madison Junior High School for the seventh grade. But again, like I said, we had to attend Brownsville. But upon their fighting and meeting, they eventually came to some sort of conclusion with the school board and the community and NAACP that we will be able to attend the eighth grade. Completing Brownsville in the seventh grade, we then attended Madison Junior High for our eighth grade year. Before entering, they warned my parents not to bring us there before school started, that we was to go bring the students to school around 9 o'clock, making sure all the other students was in the classroom so they could avoid any problems. Upon entering Madison Junior High, approximately 9 o'clock, myself and Myra, went to my class, which was the English class, and I can remember entering the class, my teacher, a female white teacher, Miss Oyster, she greeted me very nicely at the door, and she introduced me to the class. She had a seat there in the front row in front of her desk and told me that was my seat. And as she welcomed me, I said thank you and I took my seat. But upon sitting down, there was a little remark said, "Hey, nigger." And I turned around and looked at that person. I know it came from behind me, and I just smiled. And I held my head up and kept my head up. And I attended that school. I really didn't have any problems. But I knew the reason why I was there, and I knew my parents fought hard for me to be there. And that was my beginning of racial, and to see the difference, how people treat black people, white people. But again, like I said, during my time, eighth grade and ninth grade there, the teachers was nice, the students was nice. If they didn't like us there, they did not show it to me, other than that, just that instant when I walked in the classroom.
So you have no taunting memories of Madison? You have no taunting memories of Madison or any other school?
No, other than just, like I said, that particular incident, that was it. And I went there, and I enjoyed it. I also was the Edison senior high, Miami Edison. I was the first 10th grade class for us blacks. I believe in our class we had around about 15 or 20 of us blacks. And we was the first 10th grade also to with Edison High School. But the 11th graders, there was blacks in the 11th grade. I think there was around about 5 in the 11th grade, and probably 2 was the senior, as far as blacks. It's Miami Edison Senior High School. There, the blacks pretty much hung together. Yes, at Miami Edison, I wanted to be a cheerleader. The PE coach at that time, I forgot her name, well, she told me no, I couldn't.
Because you were black?
Because I was black.
So because of that, you...
I was not able to be a cheerleader. But my other PE teacher, Ms. Dale, she was very nice as far as my regular PE classes. I was on the basketball team and volleyball team, and she was very nice. And most of the time, the white kids there would speak with you or talk with you, but pretty much the little small number of blacks, we would hang together pretty much. But the following year, I think we had our first black teacher there during that year. I think Ms. White, she was a typing teacher. As a matter of fact, she's still in the school system today. I saw her the other day. But other than that, we eventually graduated. And I graduated with Liz Sims. She was in the class ahead of me.
So were you in any groups of civil rights or involved in any way?
Not really, no. I pretty much stayed to myself and, in the schools. I pretty much attended my class and made good grades. I pretty much was a B student in high school.
Can you tell me, were you around for any riots, like the 68 riots?
Oh, yeah. I was around, but I wasn't in it. We stayed in the house. Watch it on TV like everybody else did. The McDuffie, the only time in the McDuffie riot, yes. Yes. We saw, I was living on 28th Avenue, and on 54th Street was 27th Avenue was a Norton Tire Company. That was a big one that went up in fire. I remember that. And remember the across from there was another store named Steven. That was also burned down during the riots.
What thoughts do you have about the changes that were made in the 1950s and 60s?
What thoughts? In what sense, pretty
far
much?
As everything coming together, mixed schools, mixed neighborhoods?
Pretty much it got you to look at the real world, what's really is going on out there. And to see, it gave me the ambition, no matter what anyone says, you be what you want to be and do what you have to do. I mean, you're going to find obstacles, but if that's what you want to do, keep pushing. It's not going to be easy, but you have to fight for what you want. And that still stands today. I mean, it could be with white, or it could be with your own color. If that's what you want to do, or what you want to do, you have to fight for it. Pursue it.
Thanks. This has been a pleasure interviewing you, and you taught me a little more about the day of segregation and civil rights.
Thank you.